It is Troy with Rural Focus, and in an effort to normalise the discussion on mental health, and of course we've chatted to plenty of people about mental health, the Unbreakable Farmer, well, he goes by that. His real name is Warren Davies, and Warren has joined us from the East Coast this morning. Warren, good morning, and thanks for joining us, mate.
G'day, Troy. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
No, nice that you can join us, mate. So how did all this start for you? Now, I believe that you are a farmer over there on the East Coast, mate, and what, you're still cleaning up from some floods?
Yeah, no, just doing a bit of clean-up at the moment from, a failed crop of corn that got, washed out in the flood, so just cleaning that up at the moment. But, yeah, no, I suppose the Unbreakable Farmer started about 6 years ago, actually, and, I'm an ex-dairy farmer by trade, and I was actually born and bred in Melbourne, but my career has always been in dairy and, faced a few challenges along the way early on with a flood and then a family bust up on the farm, and then we got hit by the drought, which saw us walk off our farm, and we basically had to leave our farm, and with four young kids and one on the way, and we walked away from that career at that stage. But I always went back to farming as I was trying to navigate my way through, try to work out what was the best path for me, but always went back to managing farms. But all that had a massive impact on my mental health, which saw me kind of fall into the role as a mental health advocate and speaker, which lucky enough gets to see me travel all around the country and share my story.
And speaking of touring, mate, you're coming to WA very soon.
Yeah, I am. From the 14th of May to for a few weeks, travelling around and doing a couple of speaking engagements, and hopefully pick up a couple more along the way as people hear that I might be coming around. So, yeah.
The National Farmers Wellbeing Report was out probably about a month or so ago, mate. What alarmed you about the report?
Look, the statistics were alarming, but probably not surprising for me. Like, as I said, lucky enough that I get to travel around the country and, work in lots of rural, regional and remote communities. And the conversations that I had with me are kind of reflected in that report. But, to hear, 50% of, or 45%, whatever that figure was, people contemplating, self-harm, or, I've had thoughts of that. And also, I think the increase in the rate of women that have been affected by their mental health as well in our rural communities and farming communities is also a concern to me as well. So, I always take an approach. Don't ever pigeonhole myself as a men's mental health speaker. I'm more of a community mental health speaker. So when the whole community starts to get affected, that's really worrying signs.
Warren, I speak with a few people here about regional men's health, and from the regional men's health initiative here in WA, we did chat with somebody about this report that did come out, and they sort of said that self-reporting, given the lack of objective measures of mental health, is always pretty much problematic.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of compounding factors, I suppose, that add up to making it hard to report mental health, but for people to stick their hand up and ask for help. There's been a lot of challenges over the last few years, whether it's been COVID or natural disasters or whatever the situation for those people are. Mental health has been impacted along the way, and for people to stick their hand up, that makes it harder, I think, for when a lot of people are affected, one, to access the support they need, but also to stick their hand up and ask for the help that they really require.
How are you finding it, mate, when you go out and about talking about this at the moment?
Look, I suppose I've fallen into a little bit of disaster recovery space as well with bushfires and floods, but a lot of, there's a lot of need out in the community, especially in rural communities that are fairly isolated. So I enjoy going out to those communities and inspiring those conversations, but it's then how we hook them into support services. But there is a lot of need out there at the moment, especially in those rural communities, those isolated communities where they have trouble accessing the services that they require.
And as you say, mate, it certainly is courageous to recognise and also to ask for help if somebody needs it out there?
Yeah, look, it's I think that's one of the things with rural communities. And look, I know I come from one myself, that, you know, that stoicism and, you know, she'll be right, mate, kind of attitude sometimes can creep up with you. And that's definitely demonstrated when I share my story, because, you know, we talk about resilience in community, in rural communities. And, you know, resilience is that, you know, ability to bounce back from challenges. But sometimes I believe, you know, you need to stop and reassess and see where you are, because sometimes resilience, particularly when you're a farmer, is just a lack of other opportunities, and you just need to keep moving forward. And sometimes that can have a real detrimental effect on your mental health if you're not reaching out when those signs first appear.
And asking for help can be really hard, mate. Do you have any tips on sort of starting the conversation?
Look, that's a really good question, because, you know, conversations, regardless of how well armed we are always difficult to start. But I think if you're concerned about your own mental health, or you're concerned about the mental health of someone that's around you, you know, I think you're nearly obliged to start those conversations, and knowing the signs, and you can be subtle about it. And I did a post on social media today about, you know, we don't need to have all the answers, or we don't need to have advice. Sometimes it's just the ability to sit there and listen to the person and let them get off their chest, you know, what might be troubling them, and then hopefully pointing them in the right direction of some support that might help them move forward.
So as we said, mate, you're on your way to WA. Whereabouts in WA are you going to?
Starting off in Perth and heading north, so be in the wheat belt there for a bit, and hopefully we're just waiting on a confirmation for one that's a little bit further north. We'll just wait and see. But yeah, open to, you know, if anyone wants to reach out, if those dates suit them and they want me to come and have a chat to either their workplace or their organisation, and or, you know, whether it's a farming group or whatever, I'm happy to do that while I'm over there.
So you're here from when? The 14th, mate?
Yeah, 14th through to at this moment, the 22nd, but that can also be extended a little bit if there's, if there's a need over there.
Is your email address or maybe your phone number if somebody's sort of interested over here in WA to get you, mate?
Yep, theunbreakablefarmer@gmail.com is my email. I'm sure my phone number is 0448815001 if someone wants to reach out, or you can catch me on my website as well, which is www.theunbreakablefarmer.com.au, and there's a contact form there that they can fill in, and I'll get back to them.
All right, go ahead and do that. And also next Monday, mate, the 8th of May, Mate Day around Australia next week.
Yep, and it's always a great day to probably inspire those conversations to look out for your mate and have those conversations, especially, you know, particularly us blokes, like we're sometimes a little bit reluctant to have conversations about things that might be troubling us, but that's a good day to start those conversations.
Mate, nice to chat. Hopefully, if you come through the Northern Way somewhere, mate, we might be able to catch in person. But if you would like Warren to maybe come and chat with your community or organisation, maybe even your workplace, either get in contact with us here today, or better still, as Warren did say, you can get on to his email address, theunbreakablefarmer@gmail.com. But give us a buzz here at the station and we can pass on Warren's details for you. Warren, mate, nice to chat. Enjoy your stay here in WA.
No worries. Thanks, Troy. I appreciate your time today.